Good to find out what's available from the federal government for those that have been affected by the floods. So with more on that, joining me now is the General Manager of Services Australia, Hank Yongan, who's on the line. Good morning, Hank.
Good morning.
Nice to hear your dulcet tones. Now, look, we heard straight away, as soon as the floods really struck northern New South Wales, that there was an Australian government disaster relief payment. Can you just go through quickly what is available from the federal government in terms of relief?
Yeah, sure. Look, there are two payments available. The disaster recovery payment is a one-off payment of $1,000 per adult, $400 for each child, and it's a lump sum payment if your home has been severely damaged or you've been injured as a direct result of the floods. And that's one of our key priorities at the moment in terms of delivering that. And so far, we've paid about well over 240,000 people. The other payment is the disaster recovery allowance. Now, this is for people, and it includes farmers and business owners as well as their employees. If you've lost work or you've lost income as a direct result of the floods, then you can claim the recovery allowance, which is paid at the equivalent rate of job seeker payment for a period of up to 13 weeks.
All right, so there's the recovery allowance and the disaster relief payment. How do you determine whether, you mentioned the eligibility, can people do that over the phone or online, Hank?
Look, we actually are encouraging people to claim online. And the reason for that is it's the simplest, most straightforward way, and you do that through MyGov. Now, some people will roll their eyes, but the reality is most Australians now have a MyGov account because that's how they got their digital certificates. What you're doing on this occasion is you go to my.gov.au and you click on the Centrelink link, not Medicare. You can find there, lodge a claim and follow the prompts. If you don't feel confident, go to our website, servicesaustralia.gov.au. There's a big banner on the front page of our website, and that includes a guide on how to claim.
Right.
But look, we know, and look, you know, 95% of people have lodged a claim in that way, but we know not everyone's got access to technology, not everyone is able to use it. So what you can also do is give us a call. The number to ring is 1-800-2266, 1-800-2266, and you can lodge a claim over the phone. But in addition to that, most of our offices are still open, so you can go to an office if that's easier for you. And, of course, we've got staff right through recovery and evacuation centres that can also help you lodge a claim.
All right. Look, just that number again. Is that 1-800 or you said 1-800-222?
I'm really glad you asked that. It is 1-800.
Yeah,
people write down 1-800, but it is 1-800-2266.
Okay, 1-800-2266. Now, there was discussion about, people actually on the ground, and I believe you have set up, at least one temporary office in one of the badly affected areas. Is that right, Hank?
Oh, yeah. Look, you know, we move heaven and earth to deal with, this sort of crisis. And, you know, through the whole pandemic, we had bushfires and other floods to deal with as well. So, you know, we mobilised the organisation to provide support. And an indication of that, our service centre in Lismore was flooded, but we've managed to establish a temporary service centre at the Lismore City Council building, which is in Oliver Avenue in Lismore, and that's operating already. Normal working hours. In addition to that, we have a couple of mobile service centres, which is effectively a truck, a Centrelink office on the back of a truck. We've got one of those that's being redeployed. Currently, it's also in Lismore, sitting in the Harold Fredericks car park in Dawson Street. So, and on top of that, we mobilise staff into evacuation and recovery centres as soon as it's safe for us to do that. And they're there to help not only with normal Centrelink and Medicare business, but if you need help in launching a claim, of course they'll do it. And on top of that, for smaller towns, smaller villages, as soon as it's safe, we have mobile teams that will move in, and they'll usually spend a day in each town as they move around.
Right. On average, how long does it take to receive these payments, Hank?
Look, in some instances, we're paying within a day. Look, we've never paid so many people so quickly, I've got to say. We've paid more than two, as at yesterday, so the number will be even higher. We paid more than 241,000 people as at yesterday, and that's a total of about $283 million in support that's gone to help people. But look, the other thing I just need to say quickly, we know people are really focused on cleaning up, and at this stage they're thinking, I don't want the money now, I want to get this done, and then think about maybe buying some equipment. The good news is you've got 6 months to claim this payment.
Okay.
You don't have to try and scramble and rush to get it today. You know, do your clean-up. When you're ready, that's when you can lodge your claim.
A lot of people have lost absolutely everything, Hank, including their identification and proof of identity. How do you get around that if people are applying for this relief if they've got no proof of identity? And I know some people, I should imagine, don't.
Oh, look, that's absolutely true. And look, the government expects us to be flexible in terms of getting money to people quickly. Don't be put off if you don't have ID. Give us a call on 1800 2266. We'll step you through the process. In some instances, we may require ID further down the track, but if that's the case, we'll give you 28 days to give us documentation. But in some instances, we can confirm your ID in other ways.
Okay. All right. Good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time. A busy time for Services Australia at the moment, Hank, for obvious reasons.
Oh, look, it certainly is. And our staff are doing the most phenomenal job. Don't forget, a lot of our staff have also been affected by floods.
Yes.
And yet they're still out there serving the community.
All right. Good to talk to you. Thanks for your time. Have a good day, Hank.
Real pleasure. Thank you.
Hank Yongan, who's the General Manager of Services Australia. Again, you can go to the MyGov website and apply for the disaster relief payment and the disaster recovery allowance. MyGov website or the Services Australia website, and you can call that number again. It threw me. I thought there was a zero missing, but there isn't. 1800 2266. 1800 2266.